nothing. It's just empty. You know? It really doesn't have any taste, any power. I don't know if you have in your countries, they have many countries, a kind of sweet, which looks like cotton. Sweet cotton. Yeah, of sugar. It's just sugar. Yeah, pink or other colors. But it's big. Normally it's big, right? When I was a child, I used to like that very much. Probably it was an Indian sanskar of liking sweet. Okay. But what happens when you take that and you start to eat? It's really nothing, really. It's just very small. It looks big, but it's nothing really. So the waste, what happened to you is that it generates an idea, false idea, that your mind is busy, that you are thinking, that you are doing something. In fact, most of the time a child lives in which word? The word of imagination, right? They live there. They can spend years there, playing with games, doing things which are very, it doesn't have anything. But if you think in terms of thoughts, even in terms of thoughts, children, they think about things that they don't have any meaning at all for years. So that way you can spend your time and you end your day tired. And you look at your schedule, you didn't do much. You ask other people and they say, but you didn't do anything. You were just there, sitting. But your mind was busy creating rubbish, creating something that's not useful at all. So the first thing we have to learn is how to discriminate those things which are wasteful thoughts from other things. Then of course, when a thought comes into words and actions, I also have to discriminate, to understand which words and actions are wasteful. They are just a sweet cotton, you know, there. They don't have any meaning. So behind all the process of waste management, you have to first of all develop the discernment power. You have to sharpen your intellect in such a way that you can discriminate and you can avoid things which are not useful for you. So that I did a list for myself. That was my task, personal task. I just write the list of wasteful kinds or categories I have, I create. Then I start to think how to deal with that. For instance, let's say some of you here, you create wasteful thoughts when out of jealousy. You know, someone gets something bigger than you or someone is getting something that you are not getting. Then, which kind of thought I can generate which will attack that thought, which will prevent that thought, which is wasteful, to be created, really. So let's say I can remember a title of Baba gave me. I can remember a special moment in the conference age where I really felt I was full of attainment. So through that process, I can talk to myself and prevent the waste to be generated, or at least reduce it at a minimum. So that's a trick we can use, a yukti you can use. Understand yourself and accept your own waste. You have to really talk to yourself. Yes, you have to accept you are a little jealous. You have to accept you are a little angry, or you have to accept you are really upset about things, or you have fear of things. You have to accept those things. Then with that acceptance, you create methods to make something, to create all the kind of thoughts and feelings and emotions that prevent the waste. Waste is not bad in itself. It's only a question of understand it. And then create a sanskar of avoiding, of going over it and winning over it. The second piece I was watching the other day, that I just watched some trailers, was a Brazilian photographer. No, he lives in the United States. So he went to Brazil and he decided to make a movie on the biggest waste land in the world, which in Brazil, near Rio de Janeiro. It's thousands of kilometers, you know, and just waste and rubbish and just that. People live there in reality. There are people living inside and they live of rubbish. And as a social act, he tried, and in fact he did, to make something with the waste. So he made pictures with the waste. Very beautiful pictures. So what happened? He hired the people who were living there. So they took all the waste and they put the waste in such a way that they look like people, you know, like Virgin Mary. I think one of the pictures was Virgin Mary and all that. And he took the picture and he sold it. And the money went to the people of that land. And sometimes the other thing we have to do with our own waste for thoughts and actions and words is to give a use to it. To make it beautiful. And in fact, the word nowadays is a fashion. There is a company in the United States, it's a company, I think it's $90 million company. And they live, literally they live off waste. You know, they collect all the waste from the city, and they use worms, and the worms, they go into the waste, they eat the waste, and the waste of the worms, that means the waste of the waste, turns into fertilizer. So, it's very cheap, right? It's waste one side, it's waste on the other side. So, of course, the profit is huge. Most of our wasteful thoughts, they come from desires. They come from the deep will we have, the deep feeling I think most of Brahmins we have, that we should be someone different. Even Brahma Baba, no, he used to think lots of time on being Narayan. No. That was his point of intoxication. I will be like Krishna. So he was always thinking about someone else, being someone else. So he was able to change some desire of not being whatever you are into something beautiful, which was the engine of intoxication that dragged him through all the tests and problems he had in his life, in his Brahmin life. So I was just thinking that we Brahmins, we also have to recognize those points, that part of us, which are, we are perhaps not satisfied with our own roles, with our bodies, with the place where we live. And now seeing problems in translation, perhaps some are not satisfied that you don't know English, or wow, I am this guy, look. And he's nothing, look at that. That's great. Or, comparison can give you a very important tool. Because when I compare myself with someone else, with the right approach, I can see the other person has something beautiful, something very good that I don't have. And I can say, well, if that person has it, I also can have. So let me do the same effort. Let me do something which helps me to get that same thing. When I came to Gyan, it was very magical, I think, for everyone, right? Baba talks about childhood. Do you remember your childhood time? Yeah? Was Brahmins? Was beautiful, right? Did you enjoy or not? Yes or not? Yes? Okay. When I came to Gyan, there was a very special sister. I don't know if many of you are old in Gyan, but Sister Goody from Brazil. She left the body many years ago. Nobody knows her? Okay. So Goody was a very special sister. She learned to speak Hindi, and so she was always roaming around and doing things here and there. And she told a very nice story that they were in a place where there was a room, and there was another room upstairs. So they were getting together some Brahmins, double foreigners, talking, turning knowledge. And upstairs in the other room, there were some seniors there sitting down. They were doing something else, I think, in terms of service. And one of the seniors looked at them and said, okay, turn about, what do you have to do to be here where we are now? So, in other words, compare yourself with us and see what we have attained and you didn't. And work on that. And see how you can reach that same point. Because that's the reality and that's the wonder of Brahmin life. Brahmin life is not a life of positions and years in Gyan or whatever. Brahmin life is a life of effort and the fruit of effort you are taking. That's it. So if you want something, anything in Brahmin life, you can get. But you have to do that, those efforts to get that. And some people, they have made those efforts, so why to create the wheel all over again if someone else had had the idea already? So I just can go and copy. No, Baba said to copy Brahma Baba. But in other mulis, Baba also said to copy the daddies and mama and this kind of people. And we see, you know, we always know someone who meditates better than me, who has a better churning than me, who does much more service than me. So why not to look at that soul with eyes of appreciation, of love, and feel that, wow, I can also get that. I just need to make some effort. And that soul perhaps have made that effort. I just need to follow that path. I'm not really following the person, because the person is doing whatever Baba told them to do. I'm following Baba, really. So it's a third kind of comparison that in my case I have seen. It gives lots of benefit. So I'm not comparing myself to feel better or to feel worse. I compare myself in terms of effort. Which kind of effort I can do? Which kind of effort I can improve, I can enhance? I'm doing already, but perhaps I can do something better. Something, you know, which is more worthwhile. And especially the beginning of my Brahmin life, it was like that a little bit, you know. We are very few Brahmins. There was not much service to do, really. Service was cleaning the center, give lectures, classes, and that's it. And in fact, lectures, no lectures. The lectures were just given by three people in the center. So all the rest of us, we just had the option of courses. And there was just one course, Raja Yoga course, nothing else. There was no variety. And office work was very little, very little. So we had plenty of time to have wasteful thoughts about others. And to compare ourselves negatively with others too. So this option was much more beneficial. That soul is getting something, let me do the same, let me really feel like I can have that same fortune. Because we can all have that same fortune. Another way of comparing is when you notice you have something the other person does not have. In other words, you are better than the other one. We are a family. And we can really grow faster if we help each other. Like translation is one case. You know, most of our translators, we are not experts in English or in the language we are translating. We do our best, right, translators? We do as much as we can. But because we have learned English a little better, then we can go and share with others. We can help them to have a similar experience. And we all of us, we have something better than the other one. All of us. Perhaps I have something better than him, but he has something better than me too. So, Baba said something wonderful in the Mulya, I think, of 18th January, when he was talking about cooperating among ourselves. And the other day, Daddy Janki, she got together a group of brothers, and she didn't speak much, which was quite amazing. She loves to speak and to talk to us, which we were very happy. But instead, we had to listen to each other, which were also good. And what she asked us was, why do you feel Daddy gets you together? That was the question. A little tricky. And all of us, we are about 10, 12 brothers, we had to tell Daddy, why do you feel that she wants us all together? And at some point, that point emerged about cooperating with each other, about giving to each other whatever is best in myself. I can give to another person, and the other person can give also that. So it's not comparison in the sense of proving yourself as good. I'm comparing in the sense of mercy, love, and help this family to be much more united, help this family to grow much more and much faster too. It's something that also develops in yourself the sense of you as an angel. How can you be an angel within four walls? I mean, it's a nice experience, but it's really not real. You can only be an angel when you are in touch with people. When you are talking and walking and you have to make decisions and you have to help them with something. So, waste management has, as I said before, behind that, discernment power. No, you need discernment power. But the other thing you need is to manage your waste in a better way, so that waste becomes best. So that everything which should be bad becomes very good. You need a sense of speciality. You really need to know your own speciality. You really need to know what we are. You probably know that story. You know, there was this old lady, and she was cleaning the house. You know, her mother just passed away. So she was throwing away lots of rubbish. And one of the things she threw away was a jar, a very simple jar. And she threw in such a way that it was not broken, it was whole piece. And someone passed on the street, it was just there on the street, that person saw the jar. and she took it. And she took it to another person who took the jar and painted very beautifully. Cleaned very well and did very, very nice work on that. It became very, very nice, in fact. And that person sold to a shop. And the shop bought the jar for some money. And the shop put the jar in the showcase because it was very beautiful. They had some kind of plate behind, below. So it was very nice. And then that lady who thrown the jar, she passed in front of the shop. And she saw that beautiful jar. And she bought it. And the same jar she thrown away. Well, that story, the essence is, we all have some specialities. But the specialities related to waste are normally specialities that we don't acknowledge in ourselves. We don't recognize them so easily. Perhaps because some people told you you are not good in that. Even though you are good, you believe that you are not good. Or perhaps because the question of gender, no? So, some brothers, they are very good cooks, but they belong to cultures where women cook. So they consider their food is not good. Some sisters, they are very good in things, you know, electrical things and fixing stuff and all that. But because they belong to cultures that brothers should do that, they don't do it. In fact, all Brahmins, we have so many specialities that we don't develop because some reason, something is preventing that. And I guess all of us here, we are CCs and Cs, or we at least live in centers. And really, one of the fortunes of living in a center is that you have to do things that you never want to do. Isn't it true? Yeah. I remember first time I spent Christmas by myself. I was not brought up as a Christian, Catholic, not much. I had the fortune that my family was not so religious. So I never gave importance to Christmas, never. Until the day I was just by myself. In a foreign country, no students at that point. The only two students, they left, they went for holidays. So I was just by myself, and I look at the approach, you know, Christmas was coming, and I said, oh my God, I'll be just by myself on Christmas. I felt so strange. I didn't feel sadness, but it was very strange, very weird. Then I decide, okay, I called a list of people, people who took courses, people who are going to the center, friends, and I invited them for a Christmas lunch. Well, I'm not a good cook, so I had to see, well, I invite these people for lunch and I don't know how to cook. So fortunately, the brother who lived with me, who was on holiday also, he was not a good cook either, so he had a recipe, a book of recipes, no? So I just started to follow the recipes there. And I tell you, it was such a delicious food. It was very good. And I said to myself, well, if this situation never happened, I would never know I can't cook if I really want. And if I know the recipe. So wasteful thoughts, wasteful words, and wasteful actions also help us to recognize the best in us. Why? Because when a problem comes, when you have a worry, when people start to insult you and you start to react to that, then you realize changes you have to make in yourself. And along with the change, you also realize your speciality, the speciality you have, that will help you to make those changes. And that's very, very valuable. Very valuable. If that wasteful situation does not come in your life, so you would never have that worry, you would never have that reaction. And because you never had that reaction, you'd never have to remember those words Baba said in Amurli, or you never had to use that pulley that gave you especially, or you never had to remember that wonderful moment in Madhuban meeting Baba, because you didn't have the reason to work on that. So waste forces us a little bit to see the best. Otherwise you'd live in a waste, and that's not a good image, really. Just try to imagine you're yourself living in a wasteland, full of rubbish. One of the scenes of this movie, the name of the movie is Wasteland, that's the name. It's a documentary. So one of the scenes of this movie is one lady cooking in the middle of the wasteland. Which kind of water did she use? Which kind of things she cooked? Just trying to imagine. Don't try to imagine, in fact. Better you don't imagine. So it's not good. So when situation comes in front of you, because of that, you can develop something that's so special. And that thing will make you into that God, that angel, which is remembered as a memorial. Gods and angels, they are not remembered because they were sitting in a room with four walls, meditating all the time, right? Just imagine, I think many of you liked movies of gods, you know, angels and these kind of things. Do you remember any movie where the God was just sitting all the time, like this? No, it was always what? Struggling and fighting and battling. And so, there is something important we have to learn about the waste. The waste makes you best. Really. Really. Some people, what they do, okay, to not create waste, I won't eat anymore. So, I'm not going to use plastic ever anymore. So, I'm not going to create waste anymore. So, some people, they, to avoid create wasteful thoughts or deeds or words, they stop talking to each other, they stop interacting, they stop living. They live in this American expression, no? This comfort zone, where everything's like a cushion, no? And you don't have too much trouble to adapt yourself. And many Brahmins, we fall in that temptation of just living among cushions. Or you just live among photocopies of yourselves. Only people who think like you think, who like the things you like, you know? People who enjoy the same things you enjoy. So we are always together, no, in a group. And well, that's okay, I mean. I don't see any problem with that. The only problem is that you are not developing many other things you could, if you dare. If you dare to talk with someone who is angry with you. No. The other day I was seeing one brother, no, it's a brother that I met many years ago, and I was seeing him again in Madhuban. And you could feel the vibration. I really felt the vibration. It was so negative against me. I didn't know why. No idea. I just felt there was a very bad vibe. And one day he was sitting there in Pandavavan under the sun, and I approached him. No, I said, "Oh, hello, how are you?" And from his mouth just emerged this big dragon, I don't know, this big monster. He was upset with something that happened to him, I think, 12 years ago. And he thought that I was the one who created that situation, which I was not. But anyway, he thought that. And I really felt, wow, I don't want ever to become like that. I felt, no. So many things happened to me as a person. So many bad things in life. Perhaps I could have all the justification, all the excuses to keep a list, a blacklist in my heart of people, you know? You know what blacklist means? People you hate, people you don't like, okay? But I saw that so and I felt, wow, that's horrible. After 12 years, he's still rummaging on something that, it was not even myself, by the way. And I feel like that same situation could produce in him something totally different. He went through a situation that I myself went through. In fact, he went through a situation that I went through, and I came out of the situation stronger. And when I went to my room, I just thought, do I feel bad about that person who created the same situation for me? And I really had to go through that, because I felt, no, I can't. That person did whatever it was supposed to do. It was drama, it was karma, whatever you use the words. That situation happened in drama. It's recorded in the drama cycle. And it will repeat 5,000 years again. So I said, no, I can't feel not even slightly badly about anybody. No one. So that's the good reaction the waste can create in you. If that brother didn't talk to me like that, perhaps that little thing I was still caring about the other person will be with me still some years more. Because he told me that, I realized, no, let me stop that. And I have to heal from inside. So, embrace the waste. Accept the waste. Love it. It's part of the drama too, right? It's part of your own creation. We all created the waste, you know? They are our children. And manage better. Categorize, understand how to approach it, and especially in terms of comparison. Make that speciality, that wonderful speciality. Baba is seen from the subtle region, and which is the reason why we are here, I am here. Just make that speciality part of my life. And with that, any wasteful situation will be good. You appreciate any problem in your life. You say, okay, another problem, great. I will grow. I'll be better now. Okay? So, I don't know if you have any questions. 12 o'clock we have meditation, right, sister? 12 o'clock meditation. Okay. Brother? I thought that also. So, I mean, for that soul specifically, I just felt, okay, let me just keep good wishes for him. And one thing I made a point was not to avoid him. So next day I looked for him, he was not around. The other day he was around. So I just smiled, he smiled back, you know. I felt like the only way for me to help that soul to go over that obstacle is that. And on the other hand, I thought, I don't belong to his country. I don't belong to his place, in fact. And I felt, in fact, the person who should be blamed is another person. So I felt, okay, it's okay that he blames me, because I'm not there. So there is no problem. So if he blames me instead of the other person, it's okay. I felt, there is no problem. I'm here, I'm outside of the country, there is no problem. So I start to feel like, okay, if that soul has to go through that process, at least let that soul heal the relationship with the other person. So you start to develop good wishes for the other one. I don't think that helping others to cross their obstacles is to go take their hands and cross the obstacle for them. Because then they didn't learn how to do it. And when the obstacle comes back again, they will suffer again. So the thing the seniors have been done with us all these years, if you go to any senior, the most valuable treasure they give us is the experience. They tell us what they did. But they don't do for us. We have to do ourselves. Okay? Any other thing? No more questions? Oh, very silence. Good. So now, of course, Baba is talking a very higher level. Baba is required nowadays, and that's the newness about knowledge. You know, if you study Baba's knowledge, you see that Sakar Mulis is one thing, and Avyakt Mulis is another thing. And within Avyakt Mulis also, the ones from the beginning is one thing, the ones now is another thing. So now Baba is really not wanting us to make the waste to best. Okay? Now what does he want from us? To destroy it. To burn it. So, we can do a meditation now, half an hour meditation. And we can really work on that process of burning the waste. But one thing about burning the waste is that you cannot burn the waste thinking about the waste. Is it right? I don't know if any of you have seen incinerators. You throw the rubbish and you close the door. You don't see the rubbish burning. Okay? So, to burn, you need the fuel, the fire, okay? You need the place, and that's it. So, we think about Baba, we think about the original state, but we cannot think about the waste. The second thing is that anyway, managing your waste, classifying, working, developing specialities, help the waste to be less. Because if you put in an incinerator too much rubbish, what will happen? To get stuck. Okay, it won't burn it properly. Okay. So anyway, nowadays when people work with incinerator, they classify the rubbish, or they reduce the rubbish into little pieces before burning. So what we can do now during this half an hour is, during the first 10 minutes, we can go to the subtle region and we can really appreciate our own speciality, the beauty of being what I am. The second 10 minutes, we can just be merged in Baba's love and just experience the fire of Baba's love. And the third 10 minutes, it's roughly 10 minutes, okay? We are not calculating time here. But the third part of meditation, just feel like you are burning everything. You are finishing off everything. Just feel it. Just feel it. And if the wasteful thought emerges again, burn it. Just give to Baba. Hey, Baba, more. Yeah, it's wasteful thought. If I have an elevated thought and I don't put into practice, oh, I am such a good angel, oh, but I don't put into practice, that becomes wasteful. So, there was one point, also when I came to Gyanpa, 845, the main effort of the Dajis, no? They asked the Dajis, what are your main efforts now? They said, our main effort is not thinking anything which we cannot put into practice, even good things, even elevated thoughts, yeah. So, there is this point. Now, What we're going to do now is the meditation till 12:30, Sarebara. And the idea is, first of all, I hope the class was not a waste of time. And but let's do the meditation not being a waste of time too, you know. So let's really prepare ourselves for the meditation. So let's be proper. Because some people are meditating like this, and I think that's not meditation. No, they are like this. Okay. And of course, some are tired because you came from your countries, which you have some hours of difference. So let's breathe properly, you know, physically. Let's put the body comfortable, okay? Not too cozy, no? That's the problem with winter. We become too cozy there, and then, you know, like, Baba starts to sing a lullaby. And really, let's have that experience then of just being with Baba. Just hug Baba, love Baba. With all the waste we have, Baba loves us a lot more, you know. Let's love drama, let's appreciate everything, and let's talk to Baba, with Baba, about everything that's happening in our lives, and let's burn that in the fire of love. Okay? Let's do it all together, okay? Imagine everyone is here giving drishti, you know. For practical reasons, just one, but let's imagine that everybody is here giving drishti to everyone.